Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Hey Mishnah Beis and Parak Hey Mishnah Gimel. As we've been saying until now, if you have a mixture of chulin and truma fell into it, then if there's a 100-to-1 ratio of chulin to truma, then you're allowed to have that mixture once you take out the equivalent amount of truma. If a saw of truma fell in, then you take a saw of truma out, you still have the 100 times more chulin than truma, and then you're allowed to eat the mixture. Otherwise, it becomes meduma, in which case you're not allowed to eat it at all. Continuing now with similar types of cases in Parak Hey Mishnah Beis and Parak Hey Mishnah Gimel, says the Mishnah, Saw truma temeya shenaflo lesoch mea chulin tahorin. If you have a saw of truma that was tamei, that fell into 100 saw of chulin, that is tahor. The question is, what do we do with that mixture? There is enough mixture, there is enough a ratio to cancel out the truma temeya, so what should one do? Rabbi Eliezer says, Teirom v'tisarev. You should take out the amount of truma that fell in, so a saw of truma temeya fell in, so take out a saw from that mixture, v'tisarev, but you gotta burn it completely, not burn as firewood that you can benefit from it, you gotta completely burn it, because we're assuming that the saw that you removed is also tame, in which case it needs to be burnt. Shani Omer, for I am saying, says Rabbi Eliezer, saw shenaflahi, saw she'olsa. The saw of truma temeya, of impure truma that fell in, that's the saw that I'm removing, that I'm taking out as well, and because that was tame, this is tame, and therefore it needs to be burnt by the Kohen. So you take out of the saw of truma, you give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to burn it, and the Yisrael, the regular Jew, can eat the rest of the mixture. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim disagree, and they say, Tala v'te'ochel, that no, that you're allowed to, that you should remove this one saw that fell in, but v'te'ochel, but then we allow the Kohen to eat it. He doesn't have to burn it, he can even eat it. Nikudim o'klayos, it could either be dried, eaten while dry, or roasted, otilush bimei peros, or it could be kneaded with the fruit juices. Again, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the goal is to not, you can't allow it to become tame. So you have to protect it from becoming tame. So you could eat it with these fruit juices, because fruit juices are not one of the Zion Mashkin, one of the seven liquids that can make something tame. Or you can separate it into these small little otischalik, le'isos, you can knead it in small pieces, kadei shelo yehei b'mkom echad kebeitza, assuming that at least one of the pieces isn't the size of a beitza. Once again, a kohen can eat it, but he needs to protect it from becoming tame. The machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you got to take it out and burn it, because we assume that it's the exact same piece, and therefore it's tameh. The chacham say, no, it's not the exact same piece. The tumah became batel, became nullified, became canceled in the mixture, and therefore you have to remove it, but you have to give it to a kohen who can eat it, just making sure that it doesn't become tameh, thereby going forward. Continuing now with Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Saw truma tahora shenaflo lemea chulin temen. If you have a saw of truma, that's tahor, and it fell into 100 saw of chulin, that is tame. So we have the 100 times the amount, we have the percentage, the ratio that we need in order for the truma tahora to be canceled in that mixture, but the chulin's tamei. So you got to make sure, like we learned previously, that you got to make sure that the truma tahor, the tahor truma that fell in, doesn't become tamei, and therefore sitale v'teichel nekudim oklayus. You got to take out the truma that fell in, the equivalent amount, the saw that fell in, you got to take it out. But you can eat this mixture. You got to either, again, eat it roasted or dry. You got to eat it either with, you could eat it with made peiros, with the fruit juices, again, because then it won't become tamei. Or you got to make it into these small pieces once again, kidei shelo yehei b'makom echad kebeitza, so that you don't have a kebeitza in one place, because a kebeitza is the amount that ultimately has the potential to become tamei. But here too, we say that you're allowed to eat the mixture. You just got to make sure that it doesn't become tamei. Quick review: Parak Hey Mishnah Beis discussed the case where truma that's tamei enters into a mixture that is 100 times the amount, so it has the percentage of tahor that is chulin. machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim regarding what you do with that which you remove. According to Rabbi Lezer, you got to burn it completely, because just like the truma was tame when it came in, we assume that the saw you're taking out now is tame as well. It has to be completely burnt. The Chachamim say no, that you're allowed to remove the, you have to remove the saw, but you give it to a Kohen who has the potential to eat it, but he just has to protect it from becoming tame. Therefore, it has to be dry or roasted, or it has to be kneaded only with the fruit juices, not any of the other liquids and so on. Or you have to separate it and make it into small pieces so that it doesn't become tame as well. As long as it's the size of a kibbutz or less, then it won't become tame. And then Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel discussed the opposite case where the truma is tahor, but the chulin is tame. And we said there as well, via these three methods, you got to make sure that it doesn't become tame again, either eating it while roasted or dry, or only using fruit juices, or dividing them and making them into smaller pieces that are less than a kibbutz. Have a great day.